This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remain low. CPR's John Daly explains flu and RSV numbers are also dropping.
COVID-19 hospitalizations rose by 9 this week to 197. They've been right around 200 since mid-January. A feared winter surge in COVID hospitalizations didn't materialize this year, and the 7-day positivity rate dipped below 10% for the first time in several weeks. Most utilities report either decreasing or plateauing levels of COVID samples in wastewater. In the most recent data, the XBB Omicron subvariant makes up most variants of concern. Meanwhile, hospitalizations for flu and RSV, which were high at the end of last year, have dropped to low levels. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And while we're on the subject of medical-related news in Colorado, the state is offering nurses a $14,000 signing bonus if they work at psychiatric hospitals in Denver or Pueblo. CPR's Gina Sieg reports it's part of an effort to recruit nurses nationwide.
The country is experiencing a severe nursing shortage. According to the Colorado Department of Human Services, there were 100,000 fewer registered nurses in the U.S. between 2020 and 2021. Meanwhile, the demand for mental health nurses has increased 10% in the last 5 years. Colorado is part of a 39-state nurse licensure compact that allows nurses to practice in other participating states without needing a new license. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. In Grand Junction and other parts of the Western Slope, it is mostly sunny, a little breezy, with highs in the mid-40s. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next, it's 1A.